With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Mexico's ex-public security chief is sentenced to 38-plus years in the United States prison for taking cartel bribes.
A U.S. court has sentenced Mexico's former public security chief to more than 38 years in prison for taking bribes to aid drug traffickers. He was convicted in 2023 of taking millions of dollars to protect the violent Sinaloa cartel. The 56-year-old Genaro Garcia Luna was considered the architect of ex-president Felipe Calderon's bloody war on cartels. He was also hailed as an ally in the United States fight against drug trafficking. But prosecutors say that in return for millions of dollars, Garcia Luna provided intelligence to the cartel and the safe passage of massive quantities of drugs. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A full-scale replica of the annex where Anne Frank and her family hid from Nazi occupiers during the Holocaust is headed to New York. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
In 1942, Anne Frank, a 13-year-old Jewish girl, and her family went into hiding from Nazi occupiers in the annex of a home in Amsterdam. They and another family stayed there until they were discovered in 1944. Now an exact replica of the annex is being built in the Netherlands. It'll be shipped to New York, where it will be on display at the Center for Jewish History in Manhattan. And on display will be photos, albums, and one of the yellow stars the Nazis ordered Jews to wear. I'm Donna Warder.
As the presidential race moves into its final weeks, Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump have embarked on an interview blitz that has offered new details about their policy priorities and their political strategies. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 337 points, the NASDAQ rose 51, the S&P advanced 27. This is SRN News. A battle over flags in Denver.
The city school system has ordered that every classroom display an LGBT pride flag. This prompted one father to try and get his child's school to display a straight pride flag in class, an effort that was rejected by officials. The father filed suit, and now a judge has tossed his case out, deciding that the Denver school system's requirement that every classroom display the rainbow flag is a form of government speech which is not governed by the free speech law. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. signed a law that will expand Muslim courts in the country. Christians are expressing concern about the expansion of Sharia law, where the vast majority of the population is Christian. One pastor tells International Christian Concern, "We respect the need for Islamic law for our Muslim brothers and sisters, but we also need to ensure that this does not create a legal divide." This is SRN News. Some of the lowest-paid health care workers in California are getting a pay bump under a state law.
Workers' pay will increase to $25 an hour over the next decade under the law. Some workers will be getting paid that rate sooner than others. Critics of the law say it could pose a financial burden on health care providers. The law was originally set to raise worker wages back in June. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom and lawmakers agreed to delay the legislation to help balance the budget. Many hospitals have already started to boost worker pay according to the law's original timeline. John Scott reporting.
Oil company Phillips 66 announced it plans to shut down a Los Angeles area refinery that accounts for about 8% of California's refining capacity. The announcement comes after Governor Gavin Newsom signed a law aimed at preventing gas prices from spiking at the pump. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.